Well, hey, Matt Rothschild with you this afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network all across the great state of Wisconsin. I'm joined by my guest co-host, Angela Lang, as usual. And it's great to have Angela Lang on block with us. And Sam Liebert, the state director of All Voting is Local for Wisconsin. We have a few callers, though, so I think we're going to take a couple callers and we'll all try to respond in our own ways. Who do we have first, Cardi?
We have Susan from McFarland. One second.
All right. So we'll be hearing from Susan from McFarland. I live just about 3 miles from McFarland. Hey, Susan, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, what's on my mind is I was struck this morning. I was listening to the Stephanie Miller Show, and Frangela were on this morning, and they just indicated how awful this election was because, for one thing, there were 10 abortion ballots, and they won in 7 states. So it was like women voted for themselves in these states to protect their health care. But women in other states did not vote to protect everyone. And it's a sad commentary in our society because she, as they mentioned, is that I am a privileged white woman, but I have really feel sad that people are not voting for other people's interests. And I think that's what happened in this election a lot, is that, you know, they put the blame game on. And she said, you know, they said black women show up. They ask us to show up. We do it over and over again. And then they blame black men or other people. But really, it's the white women who did not show up to vote. And that for Kamala Harris. And that, to me, is sad. And that was their opinion, and I kind of agree with that. So your thoughts?
Well, thank you, Susan from McFarland, and I live right near there. So, white women, again, this is the third time that white women have voted by more than 50% for Donald Trump. I mean, it's 53%, 52%, 53%. And, yeah, we need to work with white men and white women, those who are white, and try to bring our folks around. Rather than saying, oh, my God, you know, a tiny percentage of black men this time around didn't go for Kamala Harris the way they went for Biden, or Latino men surprisingly went for Trump, which is kind of surprising. But, look, we got our own work to do. Anyway, that's how I look at it. I'm interested to hear what Angela or Sam has to say.
I agree
with you. Yeah, I made a status about this. I tweeted it as well because there's always the question, Angela, what about black voters? Every single time. And I was short and to the point. I was like, one, it's not black people's fault. Two, Milwaukee turned out, and I'm always going to be proud of Milwaukee. And three, let's talk to the white women. Because even when you look at the numbers, looking at the numbers right now, 21% of black women, or black men specifically, voted for Trump. 21% of black men. While that number is way too high, in my personal opinion, that number is way lower than 53%. But yet, there's always the question to us. And I feel like that further allows, one, to deflect blame. And two, it allows white women specifically to avoid any type of responsibility if you just deflect blame onto another community of color. And I've said this time and time again, and I might have said it on the show at some point, is that black women consistently show up for a democracy that doesn't show up for us. Mm-hmm. And I've said that long before Tuesday, and it rings, I think, even more true now than any other time that I said it.
You know, it's so true. You know, black women vote for Democrats at a higher percentage than any other demographic group. Black men are the second group that votes the most for Democrats, and the third group is Jews. Those are the people who vote overwhelmingly for Democrats time and time again. Sam Liebert, what's your reaction to Susan's call or to this, you know, blaming, you know, black men for not turning out as high percentage as they did last time?
I mean, I think I'll just speak as a black man and not as, you know, whatever my title says below my name right now with my organization, but you know, yeah, I mean, when the blame game starts happening, I feel like black men, people of color, are always the first to get the finger pointed at them. And I would also point out that, you know, black folks are not a monolith. We are human beings like anyone else, and there are different things that motivate us. And, you know, this was a weird election, right? I think for the first time since 1992, the white electorate actually grew. And so I think there's something to be said there. I mean, I think all of this is really intertwined to, you know, we're going to be a majority-minority nation very soon. And the election deniers and the racism and the MAGA movement is all part of sort of the last dying gasps of the white majority trying to rig the elections, not rig the elections, but rig the mechanisms that oversee elections and how power is distributed, gerrymandering, for example, to maintain control as long as possible. And so I think those are the things that we need to focus on, and also protecting those institutions that keep us safe.
Hmm. Sam Liebert is the state director of All Voting is Local here in Wisconsin, and was my colleague in the Wisconsin Voting Rights Coalition for many years when I was at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Sam, thanks for being our guest today on the Maggie Dawn Show, and we'll be right back after the top of the hour with Representative Francesca Hong. So stay tuned.